motion. They would later stage an impromptu protest on Prospect Street, where Princeton's Tony Eating Clubs are located. They wanted to disturb the peace. In Ferguson, tensions reached a fever pitch and the night turned ugly. The conflict spread to South Florissant. Businesses were vandalized and some burned to the ground. A group of young protesters linked arms in front of Kathy's kitchen and protected it as if it were their own. Something different was definitely in the air. In his last book, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. argued, among other things, that white supremacy stood in the way of democracy in this country, that it was an ever-present force in America, frustrating the dreams of the nation's darker citizens and undermining any pretense to racial justice. He wrote, "Negroes have proceeded from a premise that equality means what it says, and they have taken white Americans at their word when they talked of it as an objective. But most whites in America proceed from a premise that equality is a loose expression for improvement. White America is not even psychologically organized to close the gap. Essentially, it seeks only to make it less painful and less obvious, but in most respects, to retain it." Matters have not changed much since 1967. Jim Crow laws are no more, and we elected our first black president. But it is still the case, as Dr. King said, that in this country, the idea of racial equality remains a loose expression for improvement. When thought of in this way, racial justice gets reduced to a charitable enterprise, a practice by which white people do good for black people. That is not equality. Confronting this fact would take us a long way toward achieving racial justice in this country. More immediately, confronting this fact would remove our blinders and allow us to see the crisis engulfing Black America. The 2008 economic recession devastated Black communities across the country. People lost their homes. Life savings disappeared. Thousands found themselves out of work with no prospect of finding another job. This book details what I call the Great Black Depression, and shows how the current rhetoric of economic recovery does not include the majority of black communities in this country. It challenges the pervasive silence about the crisis in black communities and puts forward an idea of American democracy shorn of its racist baggage. This book offers a thicker description of the current state of black America. It shows how what I call the value gap, the belief that white people are valued more than others, and racial habits, the things we do without thinking that sustain the value gap, undergird racial inequality, and how white and black fears block the way to racial justice in this country. President Obama's election supposedly meant that we had turned a corner. We wanted to believe that we were leaving something bad behind. But we have seen and experienced so much ugliness over these past 7 years. How many times have we watched black parents in anguish as they buried their children? As they stood before the press and demanded justice, joined with other parents in a communion of grief? The deaths of Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Sandra Bland, and so many others shattered any illusion we might have had about a post-racial America. People from all over the country took to the streets. Ferguson and Baltimore ignited our frustrations. Chants of "hands up, don't shoot," and "I can't breathe," and "Black Lives Matter" let the world know that race is far from being a non-issue in this country. Meanwhile, Republicans wrapped the flag around their bigotry and couched it in criticisms of big government. In 2008, Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney declared that 47% of the Americans who voted for Obama were takers. People who are dependent upon government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has a responsibility to care for them, who believe they are entitled to health care, to food, to housing, to you name it. Although he didn't say it explicitly, everyone knew that black people were part of that 47%. Beyond the increase in explicit racism, the loud racists have gotten louder since the 2008 election. It almost feels like some white people have lost their minds. Black people have suffered tremendously on Obama's watch. Black unemployment remains high. Home foreclosures continue. The wealth gap between